Unit 2. Lessons 9 to 16. School in Canada. Lesson 9. On the school bus.
Part 1. Boots and umbrella.
Jenny, Li Ming, time to go to school. It's raining today. Don't forget your boots and umbrellas.
These are my boots.
Boots.
This is my umbrella.
Umbrella.
I like to have my boots and umbrella on a rainy day. This is me with my boots and umbrella on a rainy day. I'm dry. This is me without my boots and umbrella on a rainy day. I'm wet.
Part 2. Always, usually, sometimes, and never.
Jenny usually eats a sandwich for lunch. Sometimes she eats soup.
Stephen always wears pants. He never wears dresses. Part 3. Does Jenny always take a bus?
Here's the bus stop, Li Ming. Here comes the school bus. Li Ming, this is our bus driver, Mrs. Scott.
Do you usually go to school by bus?
Asks Li Ming.
Yes, but sometimes I ride my bicycle,
answers Jenny.
Do you walk?
Asks Li Ming.
No, I never walk,
says Jenny.
I live too far from school.
Lesson 10. Li Ming meets Jenny's class.
Mr. Wood, this is my friend Li Ming.
Hi, Li Ming. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Wood.
Li Ming, this is my friend Kim. Kim, this is Li Ming.
How are you, Li Ming?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Great. Where are you from?
I am from China.
What's the name of your city?
My city is Shijiazhuang.
Is that far from Beijing?
No, it's only about 300 kilometers south of Beijing.
Do you live in a house?
No, my family lives in an apartment.
When did you come to Canada?
I came on Monday.
Do you like Canada?
Yes, it's great. But sometimes I miss China.
You speak good English. Does everyone in your family speak English?
No, we speak Chinese at home.
How old are you, Li Ming?
I'm 12 years old.
I'm the same. I'm 12 too.
Lesson 11. Mr. Wood teaches a lesson.
Part 1. Temperature.
Let's get to work, class. Are you ready? How's the weather today, Stephen?
It's rainy and cold.
What's the temperature outside, Kim?
It's 15 degrees.
Look, Jenny, what's the temperature inside?
It's 20 degrees.
What's the temperature now, Li Ming?
It's 100 degrees.
Is that hot or cold?
That's very hot.
Yes, very good.
Part 2. Shapes.
Line. Circle. Triangle, square, rectangle.
How many lines are there in the picture? Part 3. Danny's favorite shape.
What's your favorite shape, Danny?
Let's see. My favorite shape is a circle. No, I like lines. No, it's a square or a rectangle. No, not a square, a triangle. I don't have a favorite, Mr. Wood. I like all the shapes.
Lesson 12. How many are there?
Part 1. Pencils and stamps.
These words get bigger with an S. See the S at the end of these words?
This is one pencil. These are many pencils. How many pencils? 5.
This is a stamp. These are many stamps.
Pencils. Stamps.
Part 2. Dresses, dishes, and buses.
Now look at these words, class. What is different?
Here's a dress. Here are many dresses.
This is a dish. These are many dishes.
This is a bus. Here are 3 buses.
Dresses, dishes, buses.
These words get bigger with an ES at the end.
Part 3. Men, women, and children.
Here are some words you know. Do they get bigger with an S or an ES? No.
This is a man. These are men.
This is a woman. These are women.
This is a child. He is a boy. These are children.
Men, women, and children are people.
Lesson 13. Always do your homework.
Class, today we are going to make a chart. What's a chart? I'll show you. Li Ming, do you always do your homework?
Yes.
Good. Let's put a triangle for always. Jenny, do you always help your mother?
No, I usually help my mother. I usually dry the dishes.
Let's put a circle for usually. Stephen, do you always walk to school?
I sometimes walk to school. Sometimes I ride my bike.
Let's put a square for sometimes. Danny, do you wear dresses?
No, I never wear dresses.
Okay, let's put a line for never. Ask everyone the same questions and put shapes in the blanks. Here's our chart.
Li Ming always does his homework. Li Ming always helps his mother. Li Ming sometimes walks to school. Li Ming never wears dresses.
Jenny always does her homework. Jenny usually helps her mother. Jenny never walks to school. Jenny sometimes wears dresses.
Stephen usually does his homework. Stephen sometimes helps his mother. Stephen sometimes walks to school. Stephen never wears dresses.
Danny sometimes does his homework. Danny usually helps his mother. Danny always walks to school. Danny never wears dresses.
What else can you ask? Here are some good questions. Do you brush your teeth in the morning? Do you have lunch at 12 o'clock? Do you watch TV in the evening? Do you read books on Saturdays?
Lesson 14. Let's sing a new song.
Part 1. Who likes to sing?
Who wants to learn a new song?
I do. I love to sing.
I like to sing too.
I always like to sing.
Me too.
Great. I'm going to play the guitar. Jenny, would you play the piano?
Sure, Mr. Wood.
Jenny can play piano? I didn't know that.
I want everyone to sing loudly.
La, 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 la.
But not you, Danny. I want you to sing softly.
Part 2. Time to sing.
I see the bus stop where we meet, the school.
Lesson 15. Are you ready for a quiz?
Let's play a game. Is what I say right? Smile for yes, frown for no. 1. This square is dry. Yes or no, class? 2. Li Ming has his boots and umbrella. 3. Jenny's name always has a big J. 4. Danny sometimes wears gloves. 5. This school bus is wet. How did you do? Look at the answers below.
Answers. 1. No, the triangle is wet.
2. Yes, Li Ming has his boots and umbrella.
3. Yes, Jenny's name always has a big J.
4. No, Danny always wears gloves.
5. Yes, the school bus is wet.
Story. Little Zeke and the Triangles.
Little Zeke lives in Emma's desk at school. Usually he eats, sleeps, and works in Emma's desk. Sometimes he likes to go on trips. Today he wants to go to Emma's house. Little Zeke gets ready for his trip. He always sleeps in a sock. He puts his sock under his arm. Here is Emma. She is going home. She is wearing boots today. Little Zeke jumps inside one of her boots. It is rainy outside. It is wet. Inside Emma's boot, Little Zeke is dry. Emma lives far from school. She never walks home. She always takes the bus. Emma and Little Zeke go to the bus stop. Little Zeke sees many school buses in a line. Emma goes to her school bus. She says hi to the bus driver. Today, Emma has homework. In the bus, she sits down and works. At the top of a piece of paper, she writes shapes. Then she writes circle, square, line, and triangle. The bus goes down the street. Emma sees many shapes. What does she write? Circle, umbrella. Square, window. Line, line on the road. Triangle. Emma can't find a triangle. At home, Emma eats supper with her family. She sees a shape. A noodle is a line. Under the table, Little Zeke makes a sandwich. Emma helps her father wash the dishes in the kitchen. She sees a shape. The dishes are circles. In the kitchen, Little Zeke plays with Emma's cat. He makes ears for his head. Now he is a cat, too.
Meow.
Emma works at the table. She is doing her homework. She sees a shape. The table is a square. She writes on her paper. Under line, she writes noodle. Under circle, she writes dishes. Under square, she writes table. What can she write under triangle? Emma can't find a triangle. Under Emma's chair, Little Zeke is making a paper airplane. Emma gets ready for bed. She brushes her teeth in the bathroom. Does she find a triangle? No. She says good night to her mother and father. They are in the living room watching TV. Does she find a triangle? No. She goes to her bedroom. There is Little Zeke sleeping on her bed. Does she find a triangle? Yes. She finds many triangles. On her paper, under triangle, she writes, a triangle of sandwich, a paper airplane, and cat's ears.
Thanks, little Zeke,
says Emma. Lesson 16. Again, please. Vocabulary.
Always.
Always.
Usually.
Usually.
Never.
Never.
School bus.
School bus.
Bus driver.
Bus driver.
Bus stop.
Bus stop.
Dry.
Dry.
Wet.
Wet.
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Shape.
Shape.
Circle.
Circle.
Line.
Line.
Rectangle.
Rectangle.
Triangle.
Triangle.